Nolte, grooming enablers at NBC News spread lie to defend drag event threatening children. By John Nolte on June 28, 2023. NBC News, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and enables child grooming, spread an audacious and obvious lie to defend a recent drag march where attendees promised to come after your children. Over the weekend, Democrat-run New York held something called the annual drag march. As these perverts and fetishists made their way along the parade route, they were caught on video and audio shouting, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." There was no irony in the chant. Listen for yourself below. The chant was filled only with the entitled attitude of an evil that knows its desire to have sex with children is gaining acceptance in the left-wing halls of government, entertainment, education, and corporate new media. And let's stop mincing, if you'll pardon the expression, words here. These degenerates are telling us who they are, and it is long past time we believe them. The Democrat Party, public schools, Hollywood, and corporate media are desperate to normalize the mentally ill and these fetishists who no longer feel public pressure to control themselves. There are also the everyday enablers, those left-wing cultists who would light their own mothers on fire if that was the next new thing. I don't have a problem in the world with consenting adults living their lives in private in whatever way they choose. As long as you don't pressure me to accept it. As long as you leave the kids out of it, that's between you and your maker. Whatever. Godspeed. But we are way beyond that now. Way beyond love means love, and how does my marriage hurt you? The Pandora's box is wide open, and like the good little grooming enablers they are, NBC News is here to keep it open, to aid and abet those who want to have sex with toddlers. As always, I do not link fake news. "We are coming for your children" chant at NYC drag march elicits outrage, but activists say it's taken out of context, reads the fake NBC News headline. Organizers say the NYC drag march is meant to be lighthearted and to poke fun at anti-LGBTQ sentiment, reads the fake NBC News subheadline. And then we are serialized by a bunch of grooming enablers claiming it's all a joke. Good fun, a long-held legacy of anti-bigotry activism. Except, there is no evidence of that, just the serial lies of perverts and fetishists who want to rape little kids. I'm sorry, but it is long past time to be blunt. These monsters want to rape kids. You think these monsters don't want to rape your kids? How about the open Satan lovers at Target? How about the open grooming enablers at Disney? How about these shickos? Related video, Fight the System, Pride merchandise being sold at Target includes coloring books for children. What do you think this is about, tolerance? Tolerance for what? This is only about one thing. Outlets such as NBC News want to create a tolerance for raping little kids by enabling those who want to rape little kids. Here's NBC's evidence. Again, I do not link fake news. Brian Griffin, the original organizer of the drag march, told NBC News that he himself has chanted obscene things in the past. Things like "kill, kill, kill, we're coming to kill the mayor." He said that he joked about pubic hair and sex toys during marches. "It's all just words," Griffin explained. "It's all presented to fulfill their worst stereotypes of us." "Oh, well, then it's all okay. It's all just words, y'all. I'm sure if Trump supporters used this tactic, the child-raping enablers at NBC would run to their defense." Regardless, according to one of the only trustworthy fact-checkers out there, Twitter's community notes, "It's all, surprise, surprise, a big, fat lie." "Coming for your children is not a historical part of Pride," explains Community Notes. The chant appears to originate from the San Francisco gay men's choir singing a song with this title 2 years ago, in 2021. "This article is thus a misrepresentation of Pride's history," concludes the fact check. Community Notes is not alone. Allow me to once again be as clear as humanly possible. Massive multinational corporations such as Disney, Target, and NBC News are deliberately enabling degenerates who want to rape your children. Gay marriage was never the endgame, as I warned at the time. Gay marriage was merely the camel nose in the tent. The endgame is normalizing sex with kids, sex with animals, and the destruction of the Christian church. During an event honoring men who dress as highly sexualized women, attendees proudly chanted that they were coming for your children, and NBC News not only defended them, NBC News told a provable lie to defend them. What's it going to take for people to grasp what's happening here? Your denial doesn't mean it's not happening.